And now it's time for more of Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's Talk Hookup. This portion of the show is sponsored in part by Ford, the official truck of Let's Talk Hookup. Rancho Leonero, where your wildest Baja dreams come true. Maui Jim Sunglasses, the choice of the best captains. Shimano Rods and Reels, fish with the best, Shimano. And by Yamaha Outboards, official motor sponsor of Let's Talk Hookup. Here we go. Another great hour of Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's Talk Hookup. Here's Pete Gray and rock god Rick Mexa.
Welcome back. Hour number two, Let's Talk Hookup, live from the Hyatt Regency Hotel in Long Beach, California. The big last day of the Fred Hall Long Beach show. We talked about it early. If you haven't been here, get over here today. It starts at 10 o'clock, and we have an amazing panel. Just a sample of what is available here at the Fred Hall show, of what's available from the Eastern Sierra. Again, only here at Long Beach. You will see some of it in Del Mar, but nothing like what we have here today. We have Whitney Lennon from Mammoth Lakes, Ryan Dorr from Adventures in Camping. We have Doug Thompson from the Whitney Portal Store. We have Jeff Simpson from Mono County. We have Supervisor Tim Alpers, formerly the famous Alpers Trout, but now he's supervising and watching over the Mono County area there. And, of course, Bart Hall and a great audience here. You're still welcome to come and join us here. Lots of stuff to give away. We got our team here giving away a bunch of great stuff. And a lot of great things to give away to callers as well as people that step up to the mic, right?
You're not kidding. Yeah, we got some great prizes. We would love to have you be a part of the show. If you want to participate, join us on Let's Talk Hookup this morning. Again, there's two ways that you can do that if you want to get through on the phones. And first is that local line, which is 858 area code 457-1090. Again, 858-457-1090. Or you can call us toll-free. That toll-free number here to Let's Talk Hookup is 877-792-1090. One more time, 877-792-1090. That's going to get you right through and give you an opportunity to win, as we said, some really cool prizes. Every caller on the show today is going to be eligible to win a half-day trip for two aboard the Daily Double out of Point Loma Sport Fishing. Great trip to go fishing with Fred and the boys here in San Diego. And then everybody in our live audience here that wants to step up to the microphone. And again, if you want to ask a question, if you're just joining us, flag down any of the guys, Cowboy in the back with the cowboy hat, or Dave and Gary. Let them know you want to ask a question of this great panel of guests here, and you're going to be eligible to win a brand new pair of Maui Jim sunglasses. It's the World Cup with the Marlin frame and the gray lens. Like I said earlier in the show, no question, the most popular pair of Maui Jims that we sell there at Fisherman's Landing. Great pair of glasses for one lucky person at the end of the show today.
Yeah, and that hotel at Whitney Portal, thanks to Doug for that.
Right, yeah, right.
That. Right there, second place for our step up to the mic. You're going to be able to stay right at the foot of Mount Whitney in Lone Pine and go catch some of the amazing trout there in the Eastern Sierra. I want to thank a lot of the people that donated prizes here, and thanks to – where did those – those beautiful T-shirts come from Tom's place? Was that Jeff?
Yeah,
Jeff?
Michelle
wow.
at Tom's
really
place
cool.
donated those. We also got some great T-shirts, half-day boat rentals, and RV site hookup, two-night stays from Bridgeport RV Park and Marina up there in Bridgeport.
Those are great prizes. We're giving that away to just, all you need to do is just come on down to the Hyatt Regency. We're giving that away. We're giving away tickets to the Fred Hall show. We're giving away two $50 gift cards to Baja Fish Gear. And then Bob Fishgear also has that reel bag he gave us, and he's selling them for $20 while they last. They were $40 and $20 for a reel bag. It's a full-size reel bag with wheels and everything. Gamakatsu hooks. We have AFCO products. We have Rapala lures, Williamson lures. We have a Rapala or Rapala, whatever you want to say. Hats and T-shirts, deep fishing soap. We have Shimano jigs. We have all kinds of good stuff to give away here. And I want to thank our guys who have been holding down the fort in the booth while I work the there's a lot to see at the show.
A ton.
And I've been out there. Everybody's going, where's Pete? Well, Pete's out looking at the show.
Man,
he's watching
see
the show.
Man.
I got a great team of people that have been covering for me there. Gary White, our main man who runs the booth for us. Dave, the cowboy. Roger was here. He had to head back to Oregon. Dr. Bob be back here today. And lots of good people helping us out there, and a lot of good sponsors, too, that have been helping us out here that we certainly encourage you to go see at the Fred Hall Show while you're here, and thank them for sponsoring Let's Talk Hookup, because without them, we wouldn't be here. Once again, Mentioned Rick Jensen, who's brand new to the Fred Hall Show, bringing a new concept to fishing, and that's a financial advisor that's going to take you fishing, which I think is kind of cool, huh, Bart?
Yeah,
it's a kind of a unique. You ever had a financial advisor that takes you fishing?
He called me and said, "Do you think this is a good idea?" I said, "I think it's a great idea."
Yeah.
I want to be able to trust my financial advisor, and if I'm fishing with him, I've got a pretty good idea I can.
Yeah, indeed. So that's Rick Jensen. He's in number 206. Bob Aronson from Angler Management here. And, of course, the guys from Gamakatsu, Seaguar, Turner's, Fisherman's Landing, Fisherman's Landing Tackle, of course, the Fisherman's Landing, the Islander, the Royal Polaris, the Royal Star, Shogun, American Angler, and Point Loma Sport Fishing are here. The Maui Jim guys are here. Dana Landing, of course, has that 4-in-1 booth there. CalStar still can't get over 20% on CalStar.
Isn't that crazy?
Yeah, that's unreal. AFCO, of course, the great people at AFCO, and, of course, the Shimano Power Pro booth, amazing booth. Rapala, the Red Rooster people are here. I know Andy Cates has been here almost every day, which is great. Rancho Leonero, you saw John, and John's still here. He'll be in them. The guys from Palmas de Cortez, I saw. There was a Chucky Van Warmer sighting yesterday.
Yeah, I saw Chucky last
night.
Yeah,
Chucky was here. Genren Mark from Genren Sport Fishing and C4 Sport Fishing, Independent Sport Fishing. Mark and Paul and Jeff have all been here along with Judy.
And the beautiful boat.
Yeah, that beautiful boat. And the boat's still over there to just walk across from the Hyatt here. It would be a great thing if you're here at the Hyatt watching the show here after the show, head on down over to check out the Independence and then head back into the show at 10 o'clock.
You know, Bart, you were saying that, and something you take for granted, especially working down at Fisherman's Landing because we're there all the time, but that boat is unlike a boat that most people have had a chance to experience before. I mean, that is a perfect example of what a long-range sport fishing boat is all about. And if you haven't seen it, again, it's one of those things that you just need to check out.
Yeah.
And it's so easy. I mean, it's really literally, we go out this door and across this
across
bridge
street.
And down the stairs. It's right there.
It's right there, yeah. And, of course, those Ford trucks are in there, too.
Yes.
And amazing Ford trucks. And, like you said, boats everywhere. And the sports arena, that is amazing. What a display in the sports arena.
It really is. And, you know, we're now a boat show. I mean, we used to be a fishing boat show, and then we dropped that fishing title. It's just a boat show. We have every fishing boat that we use on the West Coast. But, boy, those cruisers are selling, too. I think Ray Jones has sold 4 or 5 of those big cutwater and tug cruisers and Ranger tugs. And amazing.
Yeah.
And then the first 1,000 people each day that have been coming in have been getting these. I stole one, by the way. Yeah. These chamois for your glasses.
The Mammoth Lake chamois.
They're the best chamois for glasses I have ever owned, and I'm a freak about these things. I must own 100 of them. This is unbelievable. It's got all this imprinting on it, and it says where all your tall tales feel tall. Where all your tales feel tall, no small adventure.
Yeah,
it's indeed. Pretty cool.
Yeah, so that's just some of the things to see. That's the first 1,000 people in the door today get
first
the Mammoth Lakes glass.
Unless I take another one, then it's going to be 999.
Yeah, there you go. And the guys from Cedros Adventures are here, too. Jeff and the gang, Adrian, been in the booth there. And Jeff wanted to make mention from Cedros Adventures that they have a couple of spots available on some trips, and
right. Their
trips are selling very, very quickly. So if you want to sign up here at the show at the Cedros Adventures booth, you could get on that Let's Talk Hookup trip on September 7th to go with Rock Cod Rick down to Cedros Adventures. Our July trip is already sold out.
Right, I was surprised when I heard that there was a spot because it's such a prime time trip. So it's going to be a lot of fun. Join me and the whole gang down there. We're going to have a lot of fun. And really, really good opportunity to go to Cedros. And like you said, this is a great time to get the spots because it's one of those places that for sure all of the spots will be gone because there's such a limited number of opportunities to go down there. And this is the time to book those spots.
Yeah, no doubt about it. There's a 5-day in June that has availability and a 4-day over the 4th of July that has availability. So go stop by, see Jeff and the gang and Adrian at Cedros Adventures, and head on down to a beautiful opportunity in there. And Ken Ross from his hometown here in Long Beach, Mr. Ken Ross.
What's up, Ken?
Morning, panel. Welcome to Long Beach.
Morning.
About 25 years ago, a good buddy of mine, I jumped in his Jeep, and he took me to a place in the Eastern Sierra right outside of Bishop called Funnel Lake. And I got up there, and my first cast, I caught this most beautiful trout I've ever seen. I had no idea what it was, and he said it was a golden trout. And I had no idea what it is. Maybe you can expound a little bit on golden trout, and are they indigenous only in the Eastern Sierra? And I understand they're always up in upper elevations, and they don't get real big.
Okay. Yeah, you know, we, Lone Pine, you go out of Lone Pine about 20 miles up Horseshoe Meadow Road, and you drive up to 10,000 feet, and you're in the golden trout wilderness. And,
you drive to 10,000 feet.
You drive to 10,000
feet. Wow.
Yeah, and then, you know, the lakes, there's five lakes that most people fish. You know, I just checked the regulations yesterday. The first four have been closed off again, but the fifth lake you can actually fish. The trout are about, you know, they're 6-8 inches would be average. You might catch a 10-inch. We had a Boy Scout come in one time that had a 22-inch. I didn't know what it was. You know, I told him definitely take it to fishing game and check it out. He confirmed there's a 22-inch golden, but those would be rare. But yeah, so, you know, like Whitney said a few minutes ago, the most fishermen, you know, really limit themselves because they don't want to walk a quarter of a mile, a half a mile, or a mile. But if you want to get in that solitude of the great fishing, you think you might have to spend some time walking a few feet. In this golden trout area, you drive to 10,000, you probably gain about 600 feet to get to the lakes in about, I think it's 5.8 miles. But we call it a three-hour walk. But you walk up there, it's an enjoyable walk. You're in the tree cover. And you fish all day and you come back. So it's a one-day trip, but it's a beautiful area, a beautiful fish. Yeah.
Gorgeous fish.
I think there's 11 strains of golden trout in California. So those, you know, the golden trout where we are, that's one of them. But, you know, there's a guy, I think his name is Frank Armato, did a book on golden trout, a beautiful fish. And I think you've got some up in the Mammoth area also. Yeah.
What does the elevation start at before you start seeing the goldens?
I would say probably 10,000. Yeah, it might go a little lower, but I don't.
Tim, have you ever tried to raise goldens, or is it possible to raise golden trout?
They're very, very difficult to raise, and this phenomenon of them existing in high altitude is something that makes it quite difficult to have a production facility with them. Now, their eggs, I know the Department of Fish and Wildlife goes up into the Cottonwood Wilderness, takes their eggs, brings them down into their regular incubators at lower altitude to hatch them out, but those fish go back up into the high country. And it's really, you know, I don't know that the scientific community have ever really figured out why they thrive at that high altitude. I don't know if it's a combination of oxygen in the water or temperatures or limited photo period. No one really seems to know. In fact, this whole idea of trout absorbing oxygen through their gill filaments, taking that oxygen, mixing it with protein, the various foods they eat, albeit natural and hatchery, and that producing fish flesh is really something that still is a mystery to the scientific community. And the goldens are just so unique. They are native, indigenous to California. Most of the biologists say that they were isolated during the Pleistocene area when the glaciers backed off. And these pockets are held everywhere, just like the Lahontan cutthroat trout. And their genetics get unique, and they adapt to a certain area, and they don't thrive anywhere else. So it's very unique, and we're very blessed to have that in the Eastern Sierra as a real drawing card. And they are. It's the golden trout literally is God's bling.
Yeah, it truly is. Hey, Tim, you mentioned Lahontan cutthroat trout, which, of course, Pyramid Lake up in Nevada is famous for that. Is there anywhere in the Eastern Sierra you can catch a Lahontan cutthroat?
Yeah, you know, there's a few different places. Kerman that I mentioned earlier is one of those. I know they have them in the Owens River also. Tim, is there anywhere else that you know of that you usually go for Lahontans?
Well, there is there are some Lahontans in Crowley Lake, and there's also one of the divergent strains, the Heenan Lake strain, which is a relative of the Lahontan cutthroat. And one of the things that we have been wanting in the Eastern Sierra is to have the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service bring their Lahontan recovery program into our county. The Congress, about 15 years ago, approved a lot of money to recover the genetics of the Lahontan cutthroat trout and get these fish going in the Great Basin. Not many people know that one-third of the state of Nevada was underwater about 15,000 years ago, giant Lake Lahontan, and that the whole central Nevada up into the foothills of the Eastern Sierra these giant Lahontan cutthroat were all through that, and they were flourishing. But as the weather changed and Lake Lahontan disappeared, there was isolated pockets that I talked about earlier. The original genetics of the Lahontan cutthroat trout are over in western Utah in a Pilot Peak, a little lake that got isolated. And that's where the original genetics are. I know they're, it's held in very high esteem by U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service. So we're trying in the Eastern Sierra to have that recovery program come in along with a recreational program so we can bring more of the beautiful Lahontan cutthroat out into all of our streams. So that's another one of my projects.
Tim, you're like a walking encyclopedia that's of awesome. Eastern Sierra trout. It's pretty unbelievable.
So this, I got a question for you. I've never understood this. If the golden trout are actually indigenous to that area, why the heck did the Department of Fish and Wildlife kill off those trout to save the frog? How do you put the value of a frog higher than the trout? I just want, do you have any explanation of that?
Well, that could be a whole session onto itself here. I became intimately involved in that issue as on the Mono County Board of Supervisors because we were concerned with large swaths of habitat in the Eastern Sierra being set aside for the perpetuating the yellow-legged frog and some other amphibians. And not that I have anything against those, and there's room for everything up there. It was just the overgrab of land and habitat, so those amphibians could flourish, I think was a little bit of an overkill because part of the mandate was that any lakes in that area, the golden trout and the brook and the cantaloupe rainbows that were air-stocked over the decades up there would be gill-netted out because the biologists, the U.S. Fish and Wildlife biologists and the Cal Fish and Wildlife biologists determined that the trout were eating the eggs of the yellow-legged frog.
Which is an endangered species?
Which is...
threatened species.
It's a threatened species. And so, you know, in a nutshell, the fish, it was pretty horrifying. We had reports in from hikers saying that, you know, the fish were being gill-netted, and some of the department officials, you know, were very secretive and not talking about it very much. You know, I can't verify that for sure. Sometimes stories get exaggerated, come out. But it is something that we in the town of Mammoth and the county of Mono and basically all the government jurisdictions up and down the Eastern Sierra, we're very concerned about this. We're very concerned about losing some of our fishing venues up there. Once again, we're not about against preserving species. We just feel that, you know, trout are just as important as the amphibians.
And golden trout are native species, right? They are they're not planting golden trout.
It's the California fish.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And so, and
it's
they
the
gill net
fish.
They're destroying this habitat?
Well, I don't know that they necessarily went after the golden, but they went after the other fish that were in there, and if there was golden in there, they would be taken out too. But
too bad the director's not here. We can ask him that
question. You know, and I really don't want to go into a lot of detail on that, but I think maybe down at Del Mar, I think that Mr. Bonham should be asked very distinctly about that.
I like
issue.
That. We'll do that. Will you be in Del Mar? Yeah.
Well, I don't know. If someone invites me to come down, maybe I'll confront him with that question.
Yeah. I like that idea. We'll have another.
I like San Diego. I have a lot of friends in San Diego. Yeah. They're probably listening right now. And they say, oh, yeah, Tim, come on down
come
to San
on
Diego.
Come on down, Tim, yeah. And that was great. We had a 2 p.m. Symposium with the head guys, including Director Bonham of Fish and Wildlife. And we'll do it again in Del Mar, right, Bart? On Saturday of Del Mar.
Yes, because... We certainly are, and I had another follow-up question of the question they answered me yesterday when I said, "Well, why can't we do catch and release in the marine protected areas with specific gear?" Thinking, of course, of barbless hooks
right.
and all that stuff, and they gave me some double talk about
how there's going to be more a certain amount of mortality. Well, if you use a barbless hook and you're catching a calico bass that's eating crustaceans all day long, there isn't going to be much mortality. And then they said, well, of course, in policing. Well, how do you police everything else? And they had just praised us for using Cal-Tip the moment before.
Yeah.
You know, we're the stewards of the environment out there. We don't want to see people cheating, and we do not want to see people poaching. And we take care of it better than they do. And they give us this, well, we don't know how to enforce it. Well, don't worry about it. We'll enforce it for you, dude.
We'll take care of it.
There's a lot of political double talk.
Yeah,
but double talk. But at least they're making themselves available.
They're making themselves available.
That
I did not like that answer much.
Yeah, no, I didn't.
And I'm going to follow up in Del Mar.
We'll do that.
They won't like me by the end of this year.
Maybe they won't come back. We hope they come back.
Well, Pete, let me just say this. I've had my – this is Tim Alpers again. I've had my differences with Cal Fish and Game, Fish and Wildlife over the years with permitting and regulatory compliance on hatcheries and that sort of thing. But I will tell you, I was very impressed yesterday that they made the effort to sit down at that panel, take those questions, and they sat right there and they just took it. They did the best they could. And I will tell you right now, Chuck Bonham, this is not an easy job. The California legislature, they have their own ideas on how wildlife issues should be handled in California. And they, in many cases, like with our AB7, bill that was carried by Dave Cogdill, a Mono County native who was the Senate Minority Leader, carried a fantastic bill, AB7, which guaranteed money out of the hatchery funds to go to a permanent stocking of fish based on a formula of a sale of fishing licenses, 2.75 pounds per fishing license sold of fish planted statewide. And this was long-term. This was a plan that could have worked based incentivized based on the sale of fishing licenses that we all got behind, testified in front of the subcommittees. Well, in 2012, the legislature, in their wisdom, gutted that bill and took everything out of it and said, well, whatever goals that the department deems that it feels that they can realize is what we should do there. So they took all the accountability and, you know, all the quantitative numbers out of there, gutted it, and so now where are we? We've dropped back to a four-to-the-pound fish. And a lot of this isn't the department's fault. They're told to make the impossible standard operating procedure.
Right.
So, and they get hit from every different direction. I was so impressed that they would come in, sit down, all their top people, and participate in this show. It was, I think, one of the finest events, and I have been to maybe 5 or 6 of your shows, Bart. But to me, that was the single most impressive panel on the freshwater side that I've seen, other than the ones I host.
Yeah.
No, just kidding.
No, and it is impressive that they're doing it that has never been done before with Fish and Game, Fish and Wildlife, whatever you want to call it, that they're actually listening. And I would certainly hope that they're going to take action from some of the comments that people made, too.
Well, and I think that we need to follow up. Those of you that sent a question in, you need to follow up with a thank you letter to them with a carbon copy to whoever your particular state assemblyman and senator is. That's the only way that we can affect change. You have to work. The key in California is working with that legislature.
Indeed. All right. Well, speaking of fishing, let's go out on the water again.
You got it. It's time to find out what's going on, and it's time for our FishDope.com report with the man, Captain Dave Hansen, your saltwater guide. Today's sponsored in part by Gamakatsu Hooks, which is Japan's leading fish hook that sets the standard for quality and innovation, strength and durability, and the big fish season is on right now, and the Gamakatsu Super Nautilus hook is the one that's putting big fish on the deck. It has that strength and durability to help you catch your fish of a lifetime. Get that Gamakatsu Nautilus Circle hook or the Super Nautilus hook at your favorite tackle store, and be sure to take advantage again today of that incredible deal going on at Fred Hall Show on that Gamakatsu 2-for-1 deal. Too good.
Buy
to pass
two,
up.
Get one free.
Pretty darn cool,
yeah,
for sure. Well, hey, let's talk to the man. Dave Hansen's on the line. What's up, Dave?
Well, good morning, guys. Good morning. Hey, Tim Alpers, thank you very much for all those beautiful trout that I was able to catch over the last 30 years. Hey, guys, what a show. This Fred Hall Show has been awesome. I've been lucky enough to be able to come up there and do some seminars all week. It's been unbelievable. Thank you very much, Bart, for allowing me to come there and speak. Guys, I got to talk to you about what's going on out on the water, though. Why we're doing this show, guys have been out there catching some fish. Once again, the tribute was back out at the Cortez Bank, and he ended up with a couple handfuls of that bluefin and some pretty good yellowtail fishing and really good rockfish fishing out there on the bank. Then we go over to San Clemente Island. Excellent yellowtail fishing all around the island if you get on the right school. The nice thing about what's going on over there right now is we're back into the rockfish mode, so there's plenty of fish to catch at San Clemente Island. While you're waiting for the yellows to bite, you can catch those good-eating rockfish, and they're doing really good on the rockfish. And then when you those yellows do pop up, you do pretty good on the yellows. There's big bonita all around the island. It's starting to look like the good old days again out there. Then we'll slide into Catalina. Once again, yellowtail all over the front side, back side, east end, west end. It's just about getting on the right school and having an opportunity to catch a few of those. They're a little bit of the smaller grade fish, the 5 and 6 pounders, but they are biting if you get on the right school. The only problem at Catalina is the California sea lion, and hopefully somebody addresses that issue soon. Other than that, guys, all along the coast, up or down the coast, get on a sport boat anywhere and go catch some of that good reef rockfish. They're biting everywhere. If you look at the counts, everybody's doing well on the rockfish. And they're still picking away on some yellows here and there up and down the coast. So it doesn't seem to matter where you go. You just got to get out there. The weather's beautiful. Let's go fishing.
Yeah, indeed. And, of course, fishdope.com is where you report, and you can read all the action on fishdope.com. That's how I'm keeping up on what's going on out on the water. Danny was around the show yesterday, and they have a special going on at the show in their booth at the Fred Hall Show here. Just tell them Hookup 1090. You get that $20 off a new membership to fishdope.com. And, Dave, are you going to be doing any seminars?
I'm all done for the week. I don't have any. I'll be back down at Del Mar in a couple weeks doing some seminars. But today, Kelly and I are going bass fishing. You can't beat this weather. We're going to go out there and see if we can't put together a few fish.
Yeah, rub it in. Thanks.
I'm sorry.
That. All right, Dave. We'll talk to you next Sunday.
All right, guys. Have a good show.
Thanks, Dave.
Good time out on the water.
All right. Hey, when we come back, we got a lot more Let's Talk Hookup coming your way. More of your phone calls, more great stand-up microphone questions. You stay tuned. It's Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090.
Doing business with the right company always pays off, and Jobsite Supply is that kind of company. Selling commercial contractor supplies since 1987, Jobsite Supply specializes in quality and service. With lines like Milwaukee Electric Tools, their name says it all. Dependable Jobsite delivery on the newest Milwaukee tools like the M12 compact vacuum and the M18 cordless shears. With an expansive inventory and knowledgeable staff, make Jobsite Supply your source for Milwaukee tools. Check Jobsite Supply. Co.com for more details.
Fisherman's Landing has been the choice of sport fishing anglers for decades, with the largest fleet of long-range boats worldwide, complemented by Southern California's finest charter and open party fleet. Now is the time to book your long-range trips and charters, plus half-day trips aboard the Dolphin. Go to fishermanslanding.com and see trip availability, and even book your trip online. Stop by or call Fisherman's Landing in San Diego and book now at fishermanslanding.com. It's Fred Hall Showtime. Hi, this is Doug Kern from Fisherman's Landing Tackle. Be sure to stop by the Fisherman's Landing Tackle Booth, the best selection of saltwater tackle at the show, including a complete selection of AFTCO clothing. No one has a better selection of AFTCO clothing for kids and adults than Fisherman's Landing Tackle, a must visit at this year's Fred Hall Show.
Are you feeling that itch to get out on the water? Come fishing on the American Angler and reacquaint yourself with some familiar faces and make new friends. Captain owners Brian Kiyohara and Sam Patella take pride in every aspect of the American Angler operation, from their loyal and trusted crew to the sashimi-grade fresh fish you'll take home. It's easy to find a vacation that fits your schedule. We have everything from day and a half to 10-day trips and longer. Call me at the office, 619-223-5414, or check us out at AmericanAnglerSportFishing.com. We want you to become a part of the American Angler family.
It's time to get excited about fishing, and Point Loma Sport Fishing has everything you'll need. They offer half-day and three-quarter-day trips daily, perfect for families and the novice or seasoned fishermen. Point Loma Sport Fishing also offers overnight to multi-day trips, targeting the best of seasonal catches. Visit their website at pointlomasportfishing.com, where you can purchase tickets online and get more information on the trips available, or call 619-223-1627.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090. Again, live here at the Fred Hall Show in Long Beach at the Hyatt Regency in Long Beach, and just having a great time. And, boy, the last day is upon us.
Yes, it is. It is here. Show opens at 10 o'clock this morning. And one of the guys you should come and visit is Rick Jensen from Sport Fishing Financial. Good morning, Rick.
Hi, Rick.
How you doing, Pete? Hi, everybody.
All right. So this, I mean, you're a financial advisor and you're a fisherman.
Right.
So now you've combined those two passions and to sport fishing financial. Why don't you describe what that is?
Yeah, that's confusing enough, isn't it?
Yeah.
I get a lot of people walking by here asking questions, and we're starting to get the word out. So
yeah,
what we do is we've been doing this 25 years. So at this point, we're primarily working with people we fish with.
There you go.
Got a couple operations on six packs out of Newport, and then another one out of Mission Bay, targeting the tuna and the white sea bass. And you know, I've met a lot of good people here in the industry. Even we work with 401k plans, IRAs, small businesses, people that want to work with an advisor that's a fisherman. That's me.
Yeah. So how much does it cost somebody to hire a financial advisor?
Oh, the typical range of fees in my business is about 1% on the assets
that's
under
it?
Management.
Wow.
1% annually. And some of the guys that I have as clients, some of the smaller guys, I pay probably as much as that to take them out fishing.
Yeah, certainly. So it's a pretty reasonable deal to hire a financial advisor rather than trying to risk your money yourself, right?
Well, you know, like these guys were saying, you go up to the Sierras. My dad's been doing that since he was a kid. I hire a guide. You know, I'm not up there all the time. I want to go catch fish. I don't want to spin my wheels.
Yeah.
You know, why not get the right guys to do it? When I'm out fishing, I've got a boat. I take my clients out. I hire the best six-pack captains. Let's have a good time. Let's use the time most effectively and you know, use the pros. Use the guys that know what they're doing.
Yeah, for sure. So how's it work? If somebody comes to you, talks to you about being a financial advisor, hiring you as a financial advisor, and you take them fishing and talk about it, right?
Yeah, well, when we're out fishing, we're probably having a couple beers and pulling on some fish. But the guys that I do go fishing with end up in the office at some point, and we take care of some business. And then once they become clients, they're on the list to fish with me once a year. As we grow, you know, we've been doing this 25 years. More and more of the guys are fishermen. As they get to be a bigger number of people, we'll add a laundry list of things to do. You know, we might go up to the Sierras with a group of people, down to the East Cape, you know, out to Cedros. So each year, there'll be an opportunity for the clients to pick what they want to do.
All right. Very good. That's awesome. So how do we find you in the show?
I'm at booth number 206, and I'm in all royal blue, so look for me.
Can't miss it. And you'll be in Del Mar also.
Yeah. We're here in the home stretch here, and we've got a couple weeks break. What do? Go up north of the Sierras or down to the Rancho de Leonero and then start it all over
so
again?
So many choices, so little time, right? Indeed. Well, Rick Jensen,
thanks,
Sport
Rick.
Fishing Financial, thanks for coming by the show.
Okay.
Good luck
guys.
With the business. I like the idea.
All righty.
Yeah.
All right. Appreciate that. Well, hey, let's jump back into the phones. And this time we're going to talk to Roy. He called us from Huntington Beach this morning. Good morning, Roy. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Good morning. Hello, everybody.
Hi, Roy. Roy.
Oh, hold on a second. Let me turn off my computer here. Hey, I got a couple of questions. I ended up thinking about another one, but are there any lakes up in the Mammoth area that you can park your camper right next to the lake and actually fish from the camp spot?
Ryan? Well, there are the one that comes to mind is Twin Lakes, and that is probably the closest you can get to the water, Twin Lakes Campground. There are a few sites where, a good cast will get you into the water. And then the other lakes up there, Lake Mary, Coldwater Campground, those aren't that far either from, can't necessarily cast sitting in your camper, but it's a stone throw away.
Yeah, almost at Twin Lakes and Mammoth Lakes, right?
Let's say it again.
Almost. You can almost cast from your camper in Twin Lakes.
Yeah, in Twin Lakes there are a few that are right on the water, but you got to get up early in the morning to get those.
Lundy Lake, is that a possibility?
Lundy Lake is a great place to camp. There's actually two areas up there. One is a county-operated campground. You can camp right next to the water on that one. That's not the lake. It's the Lundy Creek there. And then Lundy Lake, there's a privately owned RV park, and that is also very close to the water. Both great places to fish. And if you're going to come up in the fall, great places for fall color up there, too.
Nice. Hey, thanks a lot for the phone call this morning. John from Los Alamitos is here. John? There he is, right there in the front row.
What's up, John?
Good morning. I'm having a great time, and I just want to say, Whitney, I'd like to maybe rent a float tube while I go to Mammoth.
Okay.
And then I have another question for Tim. But
go ahead.
The question is, the Elpers, one time I was up doing a movie, Gone in 60 Seconds, And one of the boys in the hotel had some Elpers in his bathtub. I just, he was planting them in the, one of the rivers in Lone Pine. So those are my questions.
Okay. I've heard some pretty good stories about my trout over the years, and this is holding some Alpers trout in the bathtub in a hotel room. Is
that's
that
pretty good.
You need to think about that one for a few minutes.
Yeah. I hadn't heard that, but I would assume that probably using one of those barbless hooks or some of those catch-and-release hooks, they might have been able to have a five-gallon bucket of water, catch them, put them in there, and take them down. That's very, very creative. So that was an aquatic petting zoo right there.
There you go. Indeed. Very unique. Hey, well, thanks for coming down.
We have brick-and-mortar places where you can rent your fishing gear up there, Rick's, Kittredge, and Trout Fitter.
Yeah, and float tubes too, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, the whole thing. Yeah, and then the kayaks, and there's various lakes that rent the kayaks, stand-up paddleboards, boats, everything.
Come pick up a guide for me today. We have it all listed in there.
Everything, sweet. Where you rent, what you rent, everything.
Exactly.
Different
exactly.
Guides also, too?
Yeah, guides are in there as well.
Yeah, all right, cool. Awesome. All right, thanks for coming down to the Hyatt Regency.
Hey,
I have an Alpers trout story.
Okay.
Okay. I've told this in private. I don't think I told it over the air.
Uh-oh.
Okay. So I'm fishing at Lake Mary as the water goes out of Lake Mary, and there's a sign on the bridge that says, no fishing from the bridge. But since I've been going up there 65 of the 69 years of my life, I used to fish on that bridge before the sign was up there. So I figured I'm grandfathered in.
There you go.
So
why not?
I'm fishing there, and this Alpers truck pulls out. And the guy has trouble getting the hose out of the thing. He says, can you help me? I said, absolutely, I can help you. And so I help him put these beautiful fish right under my feet. And he says, thank you. I said, no, thank you. And he goes away, and I, oh, 500. Oh, another 500. You know, cut three fish. I said, I don't want to be picky. That's enough. And these two old guys come walking up and going, you doing okay? I said, yeah, I did pretty good. And they got little super dupers on their things. Said, what do you think will work here? I said, I think a super duper will probably work.
And there cool. They were.
That's class.
That's cool. Well, hey, we got another special guy on the line. That's Councilman Sherman. Scott Sherman is on the line. Good morning, Scott.
Hey, guys. Good morning, guys. Great show.
Thanks.
Thank you, Scott.
Hey, you guys were, you know, there's a lot of talk about the Fish and Wildlife Department and all the different regulations, what happens up in the mountains, what happens with the MLPAs, and it just kind of struck a nerve with me about the importance of getting involved at a local level. You know, so many times in policy making, it seems like common sense has disappeared, you know, and it really takes getting involved at the very local level all the way up, because that's the only way we're going to change what's going on out there. I mean, we are the best stewards for the environment. We love it. We're there every day. And I tell you, all the way up from just, you know, local community councils, local planning boards, all the way up into, you know, city councils and supervisors, those type of things, it's important that we start having our voice heard.
No question about it. Now, are you going to have a Fifth Avenue insurance booth at Del Mar?
The insurance company's not going to have a booth this year, but I'm going to be volunteering on Saturday in the CCA booth, kind of signing people up and doing what I can.
All right. Well, it'll be good to see you there, Scott. Scott Sherman, Fifth Avenue Insurance, and, of course, San Diego City Councilman. We'll see you in Del Mar.
Yeah, also, I just wanted to thank the Hall family for having the Hall show up in Long Beach, because I tell you, I put my kayak on the bay yesterday morning, and there was nobody here. I think all the fishermen are up there.
Very good. All right, Scott. Well, enjoy it, and thanks for the call this morning. Appreciate it.
No, thank you, guys. Keep up the good work.
All right.
Thanks, Scott.
Sam is here at the Hyatt from Buena Park. Sam, come on up to the mic, and he has a question about the Eastern Sierra, I believe. Good morning, Sam. Thanks for joining us at the Let's Talk Hookup show here live.
Good morning. I'm affiliated with the Handicap Travel Club here in town, and I was wondering about accessibility for people in wheelchairs or scooters. It seems to be a real problem, and there's getting to be more and more every year. A lot of baby boomers are realizing that they can't get around, and it's a real challenge.
Okay, yeah, you know, at Whitney Portal, I think, is a 1988-89, we actually built a handicap pier. I call it ADA accessible pier. and then Diaz Lake. And then there's a great guy in Bishop. His organization, Dick Knowles, has been out in on some of the Owens River areas. They've actually started to build access ramps. And so, you know, everybody knows about the problem. Everybody's trying to do the best they can. So I think we're on a good start.
Yeah. Yeah, and then moving north into Mono County, too, to come to mind, Convict Lake Resorts, just spectacular views, a great place to throw your line off their handicap accessible dock right there. There's also a brand new one that's just being built right now on the West Walker River, just south of the town of Walker. That's just being built right now, so it should be complete here pretty soon.
Fantastic. Thanks for coming out. Appreciate it. Carol Blum, you're next up there, Miss Blum. You have a trout around you. Is that a trout around you? No, it's a rooster.
Rooster fish.
All right.
Tom Petty rooster
I need to
fish.
Put my...
You need your glasses. Yeah. I have a question about the camping. I'm not really a camper, but how much are the amenities in the camper? Do they have linens and towels? Do you have dishes?
Excuse me. We do have linens and towels. All the units come with dishes and pots and pans, so you don't have to worry about that. And we can even provide your linens and... And like Bart mentioned earlier, we have some that have just about everything that isn't really camping. It kind of goes more into to a glamorous type camping. But
that's what I like.
Yeah.
If I give you a shopping list, could you shop?
Well, you know, we've been looking into that. So call the girls at the office and tell them that you want to do that, because we've been getting some people that want to do that. And if we get enough interest in it, then we'll look into it. Absolutely.
So you just want to drive in and be ready to roll.
That's my style.
Why not, Carol? I like it. I like your style.
Thank you.
Very good. Thanks for
Carol,
coming down.
That's cool. Carol, I got to tell you something, though. You know, you and my wife are the same. I grew up camping in a tent. My wife, however, has no desire to sleep on the ground. And so she loves this. We get our own trailer. The kids get their others. But it's fantastic. It's unbelievable. And you can just everything you need is right there. Your showers are big, and it's very, very nice. I've kind of learned to like it myself now.
Carol would like it.
Yeah. If you're going to be roaming around the show today, we have one of our trailers out on the patio. So come take a look. Come talk to us. I'll be there. We have a booth inside, 300, next to the Eastern Sierra Experience stage. And then also outside on the patio, we have one of our trailers. So love to talk to you more.
Check it out. Tracy from Capistrano Beach is here. Tracy, you still around? Oh, Tracy had to take off. All right. How about Pablo? Pablo is here. Came all the way from Chula Vista to see the Fred Hall Long Beach show, which opens today at 10 o'clock.
All right. What's up, Pablo?
Morning. How's everybody?
Great.
Good morning.
Question. Years ago, I'd been, I think it was Convict Lake. Is that one of the real deep lakes? I know these guys were using lead line and trolling. Are they still doing there? They were catching really huge trout at the time. Are there any world record trouts caught out of that area?
Well, Convict's a good lake. Crawley's historic. But, yeah, the trolling is, you know, Lundy Lake, I think they do it. So, I'm a shore fisherman, but yeah, the big fish have been caught. I think what's the record now? Some 40 some pounds.
Yeah. 40 some.
No, 20.
20 some pounds. Yeah. Okay. That's
Convict historically has been an excellent German brown lake. Lower Twin and Bridgeport and Convict have probably the longest sustained record of huge German browns coming out. And Convict is a deeper lake. And so, you know, I hadn't heard anything about what you're talking about, but I know that many browns in the 15 to 20-pound range, if you go into the Convict Lake store, they're mounted. You can see them.
Yeah.
And in the restaurant. But I know the state record brown, if I'm not mistaken, Jeff, has come out of Lower Twin and Bridgeport. So the big browns are notorious up in Mono County.
Hey, thanks a lot, Pablo, for coming out here. Have fun at the show.
All right, let's jump back into the phones and talk to Roy. He called us from Huntington Beach this morning. Hi, Roy. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup. All right, well, we're going to miss Roy and then talk to Jerry from Oceanside. Jerry, you with us this morning?
How you doing? Hey, Rick and Pete, thanks for taking my question. With all due respect to our guests there, I want to change gears and ask about bluefin tuna fishing. What's the latest and greatest news regarding updates on Mexico bluefin waters, Rick and Pete? Thank you.
Well, we'll have to wait and see what's going to happen in Mexico. Currently, it's closed, and we'll just have to wait and see how the regulations. But there's a lot of talk going on. I know Ken Frankie's been working very, very diligently to make them at least adhere to what is going to be a two-fish limit, total six in possession here. So I think it's going to happen.
Yeah, no, I think
I'm pretty confident.
Answered it dead on. Nothing right now, but I know they're working towards it for sure.
Yeah. Tim from Long Beach is here. Tim's right up front here.
Oh, yeah.
Hi, Tim.
Good morning, everyone. Good morning. First of all, Whitney, I love fishing Rock Creek also, especially the Hiltons and Davis Lake. They're wonderful. But, Tim, how's the stocking forecast for your premium world-class namesake trout this year looking for Inyo and Mono counties?
I'm gonna turn that one over to Jeff Simpson. He's been working with our new contractor, the folks from Desert Springs Trout Farm up in southern Oregon. I basically put my stamp of approval on their fish, and that now that I'm retired, and, you know, I haven't per se stocked an Alpers trout for couple of years now. I know there's a lot of them residual carrying over. I have people stopping me in the street all the time saying they've caught my fish, but I'm going to let Jeff give you a rundown on these beautiful fish that we've got on contract for the town of Mammoth Lakes and for Mono County. And Whitney might want to follow up on this one too.
Yeah, thanks for the question. As Tim said, we buy our fish now from Desert Springs Trout Farm up in Oregon, just a world-class organization. The fish are fantastic. The meat is pink, and they fight hard. This year, we traditionally buy about $100,000 worth of fish. This year, we're increasing that to $130,000 worth of fish. We plant those in 21 different bodies of water throughout Mono County. That translates to about 20,000 pounds of fish. And these aren't those little 4 to a pound that the DFW are stocking. These things are 3 to 5 pound trophy trout.
Whoa.
And so you can see we're going to have an increased stocking this year, and our waters are going to be full.
Does that include the stockings that Mammoth Lake's going to do, Whitney?
No, we have an additional. Yeah, additional $75,000 worth of fish going into the Mammoth Lake basin itself.
Just
and that's 14,000 pounds.
Wow. So, that's amazing.
To answer your question that you directed me to begin with, let me say this. I'm very slow to put my stamp of approval on any farm-raised trout. I'm very, very slow to do that, and I have never done it. But I will tell you, these fish that are coming in from Oregon, I've known this farm for the last 25 years, and we've did some experiments together on nutrition, on, you know, oxygenation of the raceways, how to thin the fish, various things that contribute to have a beautiful trout. And I will tell you, I've worked with that farm since 1984, and I can officially right here give them my stamp of approval. They're the only farm I will.
Very good. Hey, thanks. We got to run. But anyway, that's
awesome.
That's a really good, really good news.
Hey, when we come back, we're going to find out what lucky guys got themselves. All kinds of great prizes. Half-day trips for two. We got that great hotel stay at Whitney Portal and those Maui Jim sunglasses. More Let's Talk Hookup when we return on the Mighty 1090.
Hey, this is Captain Paul Hebert from the Wicked Pisser. My brother Bruce and I make a living catching giant bluefin tuna. In fact, I wouldn't even go fishing with any other sunglasses than Maui Jim. Put a pair of Maui Jims on and instantly the glare is gone, the UV that can damage your eyes is gone, the ocean's true colors come shining through like never before. And with more contrast and clarity, you can see the bluefin at that critical time. Take it from me. Try a pair at your local tackle shop or check out MauiJim.com. You won't believe your eyes.
Great boats, free parking, and a fully stocked tackle shop. Just a few of the reasons Seaforth Sport Fishing is a favorite among anglers. Come aboard top charter boats like the Aztec, Cortez, Endeavor, Eclipse, Apollo, Outer Limits, Pacific Star, Elgato Dos, Alexis Pride, Privateer, Tribute, Pacific Voyager, and the Voyager. Plus, the new Seaforth Sea Watch in San Diego offer the finest half, three-quarter, and full-day trips available. Check out the full-service tackle store at Seaforth Sport Fishing. And it's all run by fishermen for fishermen. 1717 Quivira Road, just off Mission Bay Drive in Mission Bay. Book online at seaforthlanding.com.
For Rancho Leonero, Here's John Ireland.
You know, it's interesting because the ranch has a probably a higher percentage than most of the hotels of guests that don't fish. And it's nice on the beach. We've got the beautiful reef right in front of the hotel that you can dive on. And that swimming pool is right there hanging over the water. And it's a very popular spot as well. And the kids tend to bunch up and the wives tend to get to be friends. And what's happened over the years is a lot of families met down at the ranch and got to be friends and planned their vacation so they come down at the same time. We're kind of unique for the fact that I think we're really the last of the old Baja fishing style hotels. So we're proud of that, and we're going to hang on to that image. We're going to be around for the next couple decades at least. At Rancho Leonero, we don't want to be bigger. We want to be better. We keep it simple, old Baja style. Rancho Leonero, we get a lot of guests that come back two or three times a year. RancholeonEro.com.
Fish and Mission is the best way to get involved in the growing sport of kayak fishing. And Fast Lane Kayaks in Mission Bay will host this great event every Sunday in April and May. Now you can take part in a kayak fishing trip with a professional guide and a top-of-the-line, fully outfitted 2015 Hobie Mirage Drive kayak. And kids are welcome too. A 5-hour, fully guided kayak fishing trip on Mission Bay, including use of the latest model Hobie kayak, fishing gear, and more. It's Fish and Mission with Fast Lane Kayaks in Mission Bay. Easy to sign up online at fastlanesailing.com or call 619-222-0766. Sign up soon. They will sell out.
XSRS 1090 AM Rosarito, Baja California.
You're listening to the home of the Padres.
Oh my gosh, this club is playing fantastic baseball.
San Diego's sports leader, the mighty 1090.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090. Again, we're live here at the Hyatt Regency in Long Beach, ready to kick off the last day of the Fred Hall Show Long Beach. And the big winner of a half-day trip for two aboard the Daily Double out of Point Loma Sport Fishing is going to Jerry in Oceanside. Jerry, congratulations. You are going to love fishing on the double.
Indeed. And we want to thank Adam in our Mighty 1090 studio for running the board here. And a big thank you to Rick from RC Productions here and his chief assistant, Caden, for helping us out here. Rick is a marvelous engineer.
That's
He's just really does a great job here, and we sure thank him. He's going to be traveling with us to Mexico, Mazatlan, Cabo San Lucas, as well as Ensenada, and doing some remotes for the Sport Fishing Association of California and Let's Talk Hookup. So, Rick, thank you very much for everything you do for Let's Talk Hookup. Thank you all out there for coming today. We sure appreciate you kicking ahead the hour and still coming here to Let's Talk Hookup, and I hope you win some great prizes here. And thanks to our fantastic panel from the Eastern Sierra, Whitney, Ryan, Doug, Jeff, and Tim, and of
great
course,
job, you guys.
Bart
awesome.
Hall. Thank you
awesome.
All. And Bart, once again, last day, Long Beach.
This is it.
Opens 10 o'clock this morning?
10 o'clock until 7, and you know, a lot of people feel this is the best looking Fred Hall show in history. I agree.
I'm
and
one of those
if you don't get here today, you'll never see it because it won't be here again. It'll be totally different next year.
10 to 7 today. Come on down. End of the Long Beach Freeway. Just come on Shoreline Drive. Pull in and come say hi.
Sure, Shoreline Drive. Pull in. Yeah.
All right. Very good. Bart. Thank you, Bart. Thanks. Appreciate that very much. And we'll be back next Saturday and Sunday. Next Saturday, Dale Hightower from Seagar will be in the Mighty 1090 studio. And then next Sunday, Sean and Rosie from Fisherman's Processing will be in the studio with us. Thanks for listening today. Bike Week Radio is next right here on the Mighty 1090.